The following is intended for mature audiences. Ya bitch.
What's up?
Welcome.
What's up, brother?
We are here, despite the disease, despite the pandemic, despite the hysteria. We are back, and we're coming to you with a special coronavirus edition of Mjolnir.
Yeah, let's get it. Oh, shit.
It's been a while.
It has been. It's been 8 months.
Has it really?
Yeah, it's been close to 8 months since we did this shit, man. It's been a minute.
Fuck off. It doesn't feel like that long. Damn. Well, we wanted to do this because there's, you know, a lot of people talking about a lot of different things going on with this coronavirus.
The Rona.
And the Rona, the outbreak, you know, how do we stay safe? What do we do? What do we do about toilet paper? Because these motherfuckers are hoarding it.
Oh, you know? Man.
And see, we are experts in certain fields. Not anything that
that relates
to this
coronavirus at all.
but listen, you will have experts speaking on these topics, just not experts of the topics themselves. So we do what we can.
Yeah, we're just gonna do what we can do, man.
And this episode, we're trying something a little special for our line fans, our people that have been listening to us for a while. We're doing a little live video interaction type thing through Line. If you don't have that app and you're listening, you want to be involved with something like this, add it, and then we'll figure it out. We'll tell you how to do that all later. But yeah. So for now, we got a live video feed, but only on the Line app. So we're trying something a little different today.
Yeah, this is pretty cool, man. I love this idea.
Yeah,
I hate that you lost all your stickers and shit over it, man. That was some bullshit.
Yeah, well, whatever.
When's the last time you went to the grocery store, and what'd you buy? What were you able to buy?
I went today to get some dog food for my dogs. That was all I needed, though.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that wasn't actually grocery store. It was just like a family farm and home right around the corner there. So,
oh, okay.
We hit that shit up, got some dog food, and there it is.
You know, I kind of did the same thing. I'm down to my last roll of paper towels. Like I'm almost done with it. So My buddy was like, oh yeah, the Ace Hardware store right by the house, or right by my house, his house. It has a whole wall of paper towels. And I was like, all right, cool. So I forgot to stop because I forget fucking everything. So
yeah.
By the time I realized what I was doing, it was after 6 and the Ace Hardware store closed. That's where he saw it at. So I went over to the grocery store and I just walked all the aisles. I was just like, let me see what's going on in this bitch. So lean cuisines are still safe.
I saw that.
The freezers are stocked with that shit. You know what people are saying? They're saying, I would rather die than eat lean cuisine. To be stuck eating lean cuisine.
I would rather eat toilet paper and hand sanitizer.
Right.
Than lean cuisine.
Right. They need to close the doors. They need to just close that whole product line. Lean cuisine. No, we need fat cuisine, fam.
Right. This is where you discover what your worth is in a pandemic. You know, if nobody's buying your shit.
Right.
And you make food.
What are you even doing? Right.
Like, why? Nobody's going to buy your shit to survive.
Yeah.
You know, fucking lean cuisine. And it's frozen food, right? Like, so that's the type of shit people are wanting to buy. Canned goods, frozen food, shit like that.
Yeah.
And if you're not selling, bro.
Bruh, close the doors.
Right. Lean Cuisine, man.
They're the next ones asking for bailouts. Fucking food company, like, look.
Lean Cuisines, we don't even need financial backing. We just might need some gluten in this bitch.
Right.
Like, you know, give us a little bit of fat to throw in the shit. And, yeah, we got us. We're not lean no more. We're just cuisines.
Just cuisines.
Let's just eat shit.
Right. Like,
that's the brand name now. Just eat shit.
Just eat shit.
Yeah. So, something that we did, we had a bunch of people, again, on our Line app. This is where our main source of support comes from right now, because they already know us through this shit. We've explained it before, but that was nearly a year ago.
Y'all know according, us yeah. somehow. I don't know.
But they, yeah. So, but anyway, we had them ask questions and leave, you know, questions, concerns, anything they want us to talk about. And that's going to be this whole episode.
Right.
Is you guys' comments, questions, concerns, shit that you just want to hear us talk about. And, and that's going to be it, because this is really for all you guys. This is, this episode is, you
keep
know,
your nods
to,
up.
Yeah.
Right.
Keep your head right. Make you laugh at something, distracted from all, get a distraction from all this shit, you know, whatever we can do, which isn't much, but, we're going to give our expertise or lack thereof on this shit. And, you know, and that's the other thing too. All these experts talking about shit, maybe some normal people got some ideas.
Maybe. I mean, some of these questions, man, I copied the questions. I really just saw all of these questions. Like,
I read a few
30 minutes ago, and I'm looking at some of these questions, and I was like, oh, okay. All right. We can talk about this. And some of this, I was like, oh, all right. Let's have some fun. So,
right. Why don't you kick us off? Let's see who the first person said. Who was it and what they say?
Well, one of the first things that I want to say before we get into questions, I'm reading the chat. Yeah. So that's one of the things of us doing this whole live thing. Our
Me
boy
too.
Deacon here is on the front lines. He's an ambulance, so a paramedic, I'm assuming, maybe. I don't know. I'm not that smart to. I mean, I don't know if he's just driving or. Even if he's driving, he's still a paramedic, right?
Either way, at this point.
Either way, he's out there doing shit. He's out
EMT,
there doing
he
shit.
Says.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
So, thank you for what you're doing, brother. Stay safe. I mean, you are the front line right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Especially because, you know, the police don't even want to do shit.
No.
Police all around America. I can't speak for, you know, what's happening overseas anywhere. Or even in like Canada or whatever, but all over in America, they're like, hey, don't do crime, guys, because we ain't going to come. Like, you know, so if you guys just, you know, could hold off on the crime.
On
for
doing
a while,
crime. Don't do crime.
Yeah, don't do crime. That would be nice. That would be nice. Like, police don't even want to do shit.
Right.
So,
yeah.
Police was actually just down the street tonight. Right down over there. But yeah, we got some old bitch down there that does a bunch of crazy shit all the time. So,
oh, she wilding out.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
They came for that.
Okay. I was driving home and today on my way home, driving past the fucking Ace Hardware store I was supposed to stop at.
Yeah.
Two federal police. It said federal on the deal. Federal police Tahoes buzzed past me, and I was doing 75 and a 65, and they buzzed me, dude.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I got a feeling there might be an announcement tomorrow, but anyway.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, before we get into this question, these questions real quick, let's take a quick break, and I'll throw the sponsor spots in here real quick, and we'll get them out of the way. And for you guys on the video, we'll be back in a couple minutes.
All right.
What it do? We are back.
We is back.
All right. So let's get into these questions.
All right. You want to start with a fun one or a serious one?
Just go from the top down. Fuck it.
Top down. All right. All right. So John asks.
Yeah.
So my question is one I think everyone has. After analyzing a lot of the data, it shows that diarrhea is one of the least common symptoms of coronavirus. Mm-hmm. So why the fuck can I not get toilet paper? I'm to the point of rationing myself to using one square at a time, and it's a real shitty situation I've got myself in. Oh, rife with puns. All right. Not to mention, when I go to the store, all the hand sanitizer is gone, but no one has touched the soap.
Yeah.
Please, I need advice on how to acquire toilet paper. The one square technique is far too difficult, no matter how many ply my toilet paper is.
Man, he went for it.
He did. He went in. All the way in.
Well, John, no fear, because toilet paper is not the final solution here. You run out of toilet paper, you're going to be okay. Because I'm assuming that you live in a house that has running water in it. Look.
Bidets.
I'm telling you. Toilet paper's selling out, but bidets, where the fuck nobody's... They have little bidet attachments that stick on your toilet seat. They're like $30.
I'm going to Lowe's tomorrow.
And people are spending more than $30 on this shit. Also, I shared a video not that long ago where this dude broke down the amount of toilet paper. Like, okay, so you go to Costco, he says, you get one of them big 30 packs, right? And there's so many sheets per roll. And then, you know, it's a 14-day quarantine supposed to be. So you average out how many shits a day. Like he said, like, do 20 sheets per shit, right? And then that's on average. Sometimes you get a one wiper.
Hold on. I cannot believe that I'm living in a time where we're calculating.
We're doing this math.
Shit.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh.
So that's, you know, you figure on average, sometimes you get some messy shit. Sometimes you got a one wiper. You know what I mean? You
a
get
one wiper.
So,
yeah.
So 20 sheets per shit, that's not bad. And then even if you do that with a family of four, that's still like 400 and something shits per day that you would have to take to blow through that whole thing.
Yeah. Solid
math. So look, and give or take some more sheets, you know, it's still an outrageous number. It's like 100 and some shits per person per day. So people, calm the fuck down with the toilet paper, first of all, okay?
Right.
I know I heard a thing where people thought that, you know, a lot of this was toilet papers manufactured in China. Bro, there's plenty of places here that make toilet paper.
Right.
And whatever.
It could be more expensive. It could wind up being more expensive, because part of the problem with the U.S., I guess, kind of as a whole. Like, this is why we're not drilling. We are drilling for our own oil, right? But it's cheaper because of the labor overseas and all that bullshit. And so it's cheaper to export it from another country, buy in bulk and export from another country, because nobody in this country wants to work for less than $15 an hour. Nobody. Nobody wants to work for less than $15 an hour. But somebody in Iran thinks, or not Iran, but UAE somewhere, thinks that, you know, $15 an hour is going to build them a mansion. And it will.
Right.
And it will.
Yeah.
So.
The Slovakias.
Right.
Places like that.
Right. Borat country.
Borat. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. And now here's the other thing that I'm seeing pop up. And I was going to get to it. So calm down, ladies. I got a vagina. I got to wipe after I pee, too. Ma'am. Listen.
Ma'am. He just ma'amed y'all motherfuckers. Go.
Listen. I just told you that math on the 100 some shits a day, right? Add in pisses and it's still an outrageous number. You're going to be fine. Okay.
You're going
to
make it.
Also, nobody's buying pads to fucking wipe their shit with. And if they are, then I don't. All right, you live in some fucking, you live in a weird area. So you should be, you should be good with the, you know, with the flow as well.
Right. My God.
Yeah. See, somebody just said, the fuck would I even think about wiping with a pad for?
Right.
Right. Exactly.
Ain't nobody plenty of about options. This shit. Yeah.
So calm down, ladies. You will be fine as well. Okay. This is just mass hysteria, people freaking the fuck out.
Right.
And not realizing that they got running water in their house as well.
Right. Somebody said that I had the three rolls of my toilet paper light was on. I didn't mention that I have like one other like big solid. I got a brick. I got a brick of toilet paper, fam. We're messing toilet paper in bricks now. But
it's just like napkins glued together, like in a brick.
Right.
Just scrape. It's like a.
I can't wait to see the movie that comes out from this. I can't wait to see it.
I mean, there's it's definitely, you know, there's a monster movie, there's a zombie movie, there's something like that.
Yeah.
The people that died. That's the thing. People are like, I'm waiting for the zombies to come back. What the fuck? They're all 80 years old. Everybody's old.
Right.
What the fuck is zombie? They're too old.
What's making them?
They're not going to do anything.
Yeah, exactly. Like an 80-year-old zombie is chasing after it's you. Still he's a got bitch. A fucking walker. He's on a walker. All right? Just walk
he was on
away
a walker when
it.
he was on a walker when he was alive. Now he's decaying. Fucking decaying more so than he was when he was living the first fucking time. And y'all worried about him?
Right.
Fucking power walk. You're good.
Right. Yeah. Damn.
Get a bike. They'll be laying around.
Yeah.
Shit. Nobody's buying bikes to wipe their ass with. You'll be all right.
Nobody is buying bikes. Oh, man. Let's see how deep this fucking thing goes. I might be buying a bike to wipe my ass.
Yeah, fucking wiping ass on bike seats and ditching them.
Oh, God.
You just start finding fucking bikes laying around in the streets with shitty seats.
Right.
That's a world I don't want to live in.
I don't want to live in it either, man. Shit. We need to find the fucking cure quick. Shit. Oh.
Oh, fuck it. What else we got?
All right.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
A girl.
That's the point I was getting at because, yeah, you run out of toilet paper, hop in the shower and turn on the fucking ultra blast setting on the shower head. Bend over and fucking prepare.
Right.
All right.
Right. Just clean it.
Let Aquaman just
clean it.
Clean you out.
Right. Yeah. Like I'm almost out of paper towels. I have one roll left. So guess what I'm going to use? I'm going to use a towel and I'll probably wash it kind of frequently. All
right. Yeah. Exactly. I mean, it does the same shit.
I mean, I'm not going to wipe my ass with a towel and throw it in the fucking washing machine. I don't know. Maybe not yet.
Right, right.
We're a little early. But
wiping your hands and face with it.
Right.
That's a little different.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You clean up messes with towels. Whatever.
Right.
All right, well, yeah, what else we got?
All right, our girl Peach wants to know thoughts on whether these quarantines are taking away rights, as I see so many stating. If it is, does the overall health of the nation trump the rights of the individuals?
Okay.
That's a good question. That's a really good one.
I feel the thing is, it's temporary either way. So that's something to take into account. But as far as like our rights being taken away, I mean, we're not in martial law yet, right?
Yet.
And what is what is the penalty for going out during a quarantine? Like, has that been stated? Because I feel like so far everything is just like suggested. There's no penalty, right? So you can do whatever the fuck you want, but people are going to be mad about it. That's the thing.
Right.
So, it's a personal responsibility. Exactly. Someone just said that. I mean, I don't think it's taking away your rights because there's that. But it's a recommended thing.
Yeah.
You know, once they start trying to do martial law and shit, then we got some fucking problems. That's when people are going to start wiping their asses with bikes. But no, but yeah, I don't know. I don't think as of now that it infringes on our rights necessarily, because I don't live in a state where it's, you know, that we're on like lockdown.
Yeah.
But yeah. I'm good. I can go wherever the fuck I want.
Yeah. And I would agree with you.
I mean, shit, I was working till just this Friday. You're still working.
Yeah, I think that I think we're probably done come Monday, because I think the federal government, and I was chatting about this before you while you were gone. I think the federal government is about to step in and do a 2-week quarantine of the entire U.S. I think that's coming. And I think it's going to get announced tomorrow. Just my personal thoughts. Because the number of cases doubled, in a day, in one day, it doubled.
But yeah. And the thing, though, think about this, too.
Mm-hmm.
What were they talking about? They said at one point, I know this was back more towards the beginning, but somebody said something like somewhere like around 2,000 people dead in China. Bro, they got 3 billion people over there.
Right. So that's, if we're not talking that much, about, and they walk around capita, yeah.
Yeah, and they walk around shoulder to shoulder in every fucking inch of that place, you know what I mean? It's fucking crowded over there.
Sure.
But yeah, that's something to consider as well. Like, the thing is, the death toll for like the common flu is not something that is constantly reported on.
Right. Nobody.
The reason people are freaking out about this.
I never remember seeing any statistics about how many people died from the flu until now.
Until now, right. And then people are like, oh, well, all right. Well, this is kind of similar, you know. And I understand that as a virus, as a condition, whatever, that you get it, this is far worse. I understand that.
Right.
But I'm just saying, as of now, things are kind of the same. Bro, we went through bird flu. We went through swine flu. I got that shit. And you know what I got through it with? Fucking nothing. Whiskey. I didn't even have a job when I got that shit.
Damn.
Yeah. So I didn't have no insurance. I sat at home on the couch and watched Netflix and let it go by. Like, so that's, you know, I was in my early 20s. Granted, that's, you know, peak kind of physical shit, but he's fucking, I can't read these.
Yeah,
chats.
I just saw right Jess, now. Man.
Yeah, yeah.
China. Why? That was so.
It comes from China.
It comes from China. That was a fucking, I'm sorry. That shit was threw funny as fuck, dude. All right.
The model shows if we do nothing, 2.2 million people die.
Yeah.
Hey, all right. You know what? I'm gonna be devil's advocate here.
Okay.
Do we need some of those 2.2 million? That's terrible of me to say.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, but at the same time, I know a lot of dumb motherfuckers.
Here's your sign. Here's your sign.
those are the people that are going to be out doing the dumb shit and then getting it, you know? Now, the, there's obviously some people that get compromised due to their health and whatnot, and that's unfortunate. But I don't know, man. This too shall pass. That's all I'm saying here.
Right.
Like, don't. Why is why? Okay. Why are people talking about killing Betty White though? In our chat room right now.
I think scrolling. I didn't scroll back. I did see the Betty White comment, and I think I ignored it. And I'm sorry, whoever put that out there. I
leave that bitch alone.
Leave that bitch alone. That's why I ignored it. All right. And I'm not
sorry. Leave her alone.
You know what? I'm not fucking sorry. All right. Don't be fucking with Betty White. All right.
No.
But I think what they might have been trying to say, or at least the second that I think of Betty White in a crisis like this, like, stay away from the woman. Like, leave her alone. She wants to go out and take over the state of Montana. Y'all got to move.
Yeah. There's only 17 people that live there anyway.
Yeah, you got to move. Sorry, bye.
It's like 17 people and elk.
That's
in that fucking. It's all that's in that state. So.
Oh man.
That's why they don't have fucking speed limits out there. You know that?
Yeah, they do not.
Yeah, and I don't. Yeah, elk don't get coronavirus, so Montana's a great place to go.
Right, we got to move Betty White to Montana right now.
Yep. Get Betty into Montana.
And I think Samuel L. Jackson deserves North Dakota. He's got to get North Dakota.
There's some pretty remote ass places in Idaho too.
Oh. Who do we put in Idaho?
I've driven to Morgan Freeman.
All right. I think I don't know.
Cuz listen, there's going to be a documentary.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's got to narrate it.
Okay.
And, you know,
I'd prefer it with Samuel L. Jackson.
I was going to say the motherfuckers might come in handy throughout that.
Right. But, remember when these motherfuckers got sick?
These dumb motherfuckers bought up all the motherfucking toilet paper.
I knew that was coming. Oh, I love it. Oh, man.
You want to know something I heard Trump say?
What's that?
It was amazing talking about this shit. He said, people are dying. He said, people are dying that have never died before.
Yeah, I saw that, man. Some of these motherfuckers need better speech writers. For real. If I was running for president, and by the way, I am.
Yeah, you are. Sorry, not me. I'm too young yet. I got to be on the cabinet.
Yeah, we got you, fam. We got you.
Yeah.
Violence ambassador.
Yeah.
Secretary of Defense, motherfucker.
Yeah, that's the thing. Don't start fucking with our whole operation, or else, you know. Maybe all you have to wipe your asses with is bicycle seats. We'll take it. We'll take everything else away.
Yeah. It's all gone. It's ours now. seats are belong to us.
Yeah. All your toilet paper are belong to us. You can have the bike seats. If I can figure this shit out.
And then come back for the bike seats later.
Yeah. We'll come back.
Yeah.
Whatever ones are left.
Yeah.
You ain't touch these huffies over here. Yeah. Mine, bruh.
Oh shit.
Yeah. Them old ass banana seats, bro. You can get up in there probably.
Oh yeah. That shit will clean you up real quick.
Yeah. Good real wipe. All right.
Zero to ass wipe real quick.
I don't know if we actually started. I don't know if we actually answered that question. We just started talking about wiping asses with bike seats, but
I think we did. I don't know either.
Fuck it. We're helping.
Yeah. I told you that we would have the answers, but I never said that they would be the right ones.
Or the ones you want to hear. Yeah.
Right.
We have some.
Yeah.
It's a response to your question. That's technically an answer. We got
him. Yeah. All right. Next question. Dressa wants to know, does singing help your immune system?
Does singing help your immune system? I don't know if it helps your immune system, but I know it helps your happiness shit. Relieve stress. You know, things of that nature. But immune system, I don't know that it necessarily does. But if you're locked inside, you're probably pissed off about that. Sing and make you feel a little better, you know?
It can. And here's my thoughts on that question. There are so many things, and we don't know them until we're self-aware enough, but there are so many things that are self-inflicted. Right. And all of it starts here. If you don't think you're going to do something, you're probably not going to fucking do it. If you don't think you can, you probably won't be able to. And same thing with sick. If you start to think that you're sick.
Yeah.
Sometimes you become sick just from that.
Yeah, I used to do that in school. If I wanted to go home, I'd just be like, I got to throw up. I got to throw up. You just keep telling yourself eventually your body believes it.
Right. And then your parents say, all right, well, come on home. We'll get some olive oil and I'll clean you right out. Nope. Feeling much better now. That's what my parents did.
They would. Yeah, you're from the South, though.
Yeah. They give you that olive oil, man. You were cleaned out 100%. 100%. Sickness was in you just left you.
My grandpa would come get me and just be like, my mom's like, I can't leave work. My grandpa come get me. I go over to his house, just fucking chilling out in his like back room, just eating Cheetos and watching shit. Much, much better than school.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man.
But, yeah, I don't know about the immune system, but definitely your happiness centers, whatever the hell, you know?
Your endorphins.
There you go. That's the word I was looking for.
Your Mighty Morphin endorphins or some shit.
Yeah.
Mighty Morphin Power Rangers in this motherfucker. All right. Uh-oh. I'm out of Coca-Cola. We might have to take a break here in a minute, but let's address the next question first.
Oh, drink it straight.
This is a tough one.
Okay.
This will be a complicated one. And it pertains to my presidential campaign. I feel like it's at risk in how I answer this fucking question.
I might have to field it for you.
You should.
That's part of my job.
Okay. Here we go. If you were president during this time, would you put together a stimulus package? How would it work? Why is it better than the current plan?
So the current plan that they're talking about is the one that's, you know, based on income, right? And trying to send that out, and you
it's
get
based
like,
on income, and then
and how many children kids. You have?
Yeah.
You know, here's my whole thing. Money in the first place is just a reward system, right? If you know how to build a phone, people don't need to like feed you money to be able to have the ability to do what it is to build a phone. Nothing that we do in this life actually requires money as a necessity. You know what I'm saying? It's a reward system. It's a piece of paper. It's some like little circular pieces of metal. You call them coins and shit, right?
So coins and shit. All right.
Coins and shit. Fuck them. I don't like money. I think money is fucking stupid, right? Nothing that we do requires money. If you really look at it, people just want it because we've been told for so long that it's a necessity. It's like a power thing. You know what I mean?
Sure.
I got you on some hippie shit right now. And I'm just trying to be weird, honestly. But look, No, I really, I really have thought about this a long time ago. Like that, it's not actually necessary to do anything, but like, cause like, what happens if, you know, like the true real apocalypse happens, right? Do you know how to put together a fucking phone? Do you know how to make Wi-Fi? I don't know that shit. You don't know that shit, I'm assuming.
Right.
So like, you know, if we're left, we've got our skills. What's left. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So fuck a stimuli. Exactly. It's medieval times, motherfucker. That's where I thrive. We got, let me stab some shit and let's eat it. Like,
yeah,
let's go. But no, in all honesty, a stimulus package for this should probably include some fucking wet wipes or something. I would include, because that, you know, would make people feel better, I guess, about the toilet paper bullshit. Yeah. I haven't really looked at the details of the current one being offered to know enough about it to say what we could do better. But stimulus, yeah, give them some wet wipes and a bar of soap and fucking like those Richard Nixon masks. You know what I mean?
Get ready for the purge. Let's go.
Yeah. Everybody's talking about wearing masks and shit. Just, you know, wear like, that's why I don't know why Halloween stores aren't fucking banking right now. Like,
you know
what I mean?
You are ahead of the fucking game, baby.
Yeah.
Y'all don't be listening to this shit. Hey, take your time posting this shit so that you can get your money, dog. Get your fucking money.
Listen, yeah. Halloween stores, you already sell hazmat outfits.
Right.
You sell big, giant plastic masks that you can't fucking breathe in, so you know shit ain't fucking getting in them.
Right.
And you also sell the old apothecary masks. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Which, that's what those were for anyway. I'm just saying.
Right.
But, yeah, I've heard, I don't know.
I was just about to say that. Somebody just posted that fucking meme. You can't spell quarantine without URQT. But what's up, though? Yeah. I was thinking that shit right as he sent it.
Oh, Lord.
As soon as you said
look
apothecary
at the dude,
mask.
Yeah, look at the dude saying it.
Right. Yeah,
wearing an apothecary mask right there.
Right.
Yeah, one of them big bird beak looking motherfuckers. That's what I'm saying. We got options, man. People just aren't taking them. Halloween stores should be cleaning the fuck up right now.
Right. This is why you are my violence ambassador. This is it. You're one of the smartest minds in the business, baby.
Alternative
the fucking business.
Alternative ideas. See, I led y'all astray talking about we don't need money and shit. You're like, what the fuck is this dude talking about?
Right.
And then I brought you back with Halloween stores.
You did.
It's to weed out the people that don't matter. See, if you followed me through that money shit, you deserve the Halloween masks. I gotta give you some dumb shit first to sift through and see if you're like, man, fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. And then I'll bring you back with some good shit. If you stick around, you might learn some.
Right.
But yeah, I touched on it in there. You know, I don't know the details of this current stimulus package well enough to really say if we could make one better. But if it includes wet wipes and some soap, then
we're plus one.
Hit them up.
We're plus one.
Yeah, that's what I was saying.
Plus one. Our campaign is starting off on the right foot.
Yep. Wet wipes, bar soap, get you some fucking Dial out there.
Right. Because Dial needs the money right now. They need it.
Do they?
Dude, they are cleaning up. Every fucking thing except for Lean Cuisine is cleaning up. Actually,
and Huffy.
I take that back. Yeah, Huffy and Hallmark.
Well, Huffy's gonna be making some money after this comes out. But
We need that sponsorship money, fam.
Better just on seats.
Check. Write the check.
Yep, just on seats.
Oh, Jesus. All right.
What's the next one?
Bo is asking.
Bo!
Beard gang. Look, if you had one shot, one opportunity to seize everything you ever wanted, one moment, would you capture it or just let it slip?
Look. Palms are sweaty, knees weak, arms are heavy. It's the shit on my ass already.
There we go.
Toilet paper supply ain't heavy.
It is. Oh.
Bo. I don't know. You deserved a parody answer for that, I guess.
That was a good one.
Yeah.
That was a good one. 9.5 out of 10.
Oh, okay. Thank you.
9.5. 9.975. I went back and changed my score. 9.75.
9.75. Okay.
9.75.
Yeah, don't Dwayne Wade me. Give me that 9 when I should have had a 10.
Oh, all right. Shit.
We don't have sports.
There are no sports. Man, that's some bullshit.
Yeah, you know how bad this shit is? My 4-year-old came out today, right?
Yeah.
We just been letting him wear his pajamas all day. It's been fucking chill, you know what I'm saying? Fuck it. Whatever, we're staying inside. We're not going anywhere. Yeah. He went and changed his own clothes. He came out in his old Harbaugh jersey. And underneath that, he had on a Nike basketball shirt. And then he had on North Carolina fucking basketball sweatpants. I'm like, bro, do you miss sports? Like, damn, dude. Right? He's 4.
Damn. That sound like if Cheeb had a kid, man. That motherfucker come out the womb wearing a fucking...
Looking like Spike Lee, like mini right. Spike Lee. With the fucking orange glasses on and shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
All right, Bo. What do we got next?
Cornflake Girl, Harlequin.
Cornflakes.
Yeah, she followed up with Mom's Spaghetti.
Oh, all right.
I don't know if that was a question.
It's not.
All right. We don't need to talk about Mom's Spaghetti.
Yeah, that'll make you shit, too, and you buy more toilet paper.
Oh, Mom's Spaghetti did make me shit, man.
See?
It was bad. Yeah. Love you, Mom. She's probably going to be watching this shit.
Got my mom online. If your mom is online, you got bigger problems than her cooking.
You know what? She's older now, and like she's got a little touch of Alzheimer's, right?
Oh, yeah.
I think that it's at that point that I could probably do that. Add her online and
she won't even know what's going on.
Call her and she'd be like, "Who the fuck are you?" And be like, "I'm your son."
Just start freaking out.
I'm sorry. That is terrible. But Mom, I'm your son.
He's stuck in the phone.
He's stuck in a... What is this? What is this? Jesus Christ.
Does she live with your dad or she live with anyone else?
No.
Oh, see, that's even worse. No one to help her. She's just fucking yelling throughout the house. Get out of the phone! Are you stuck in the phone?
Oh. I gotta call her tomorrow. I gotta call her tomorrow.
Well, don't do a video because we just
do a video.
We just talked about how that could.
Oh man, yeah. Let's not do that.
My mom's cool though. She's still with it. But she likes Snoop. She's like a Snoop fan.
Is she?
Yeah, Snoop, Eminem. Yeah.
Okay. What did she think she of really Snoop's likes newest Snoop, album?
I don't know. I haven't talked to her about that. She thought it was kind of weird when he went Snoop Lion, but
oh, everybody thought that shit was weird.
Yeah.
Everybody. I mean, yeah.
You gonna be Snoop Coronavirus?
Oh.
And then, like, you know, with the really futuristic shit, he's gotta make an album like Kanye did with 808s and Heartbreak.
Yeah.
It's where he's like a robot, but he's gotta be like Snoop Laser Snake for that one.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm with you.
He'll keep evolving. All right, Mom Spaghetti got us talking about dumb shit for 5 minutes. What?
Right.
What's next?
I tell you what. We're going to take a timeout for about 7 minutes.
We'll take another timeout.
Yeah, another timeout. I got to piss and smoke and I have to wash my hands for 20 seconds under hot water.
Correct. You know what? Right. Hot, the temperature of the water.
Hot damn. I mean,
it don't matter.
Yeah.
Use soap. That's the important part.
Soap is important.
Yeah, that's the important part. The temperature of the water shouldn't matter. You're not boiling shit, right? You're not trying to boil your skin off, so.
Right.
Yeah, temperature don't matter. The hot water just dries your hands out quicker.
That's a good point.
See?
That's why you
listen to us.
This is why y'all listening.
God.
The tips we're giving you are going to save your life. If you don't have hot water, it's fine. Do soap with the cold water. Do fucking something. Soap.
Yeah.
Soap
is the important part. Hand sanitizer is not soap, by the way.
No.
All you motherfuckers buying that before you buy hand soap.
Yeah.
Purell is not soap. Just want to get that out there.
It's not soap.
All right. Hammer All right. needs a piss break. We'll find something to put in here. I don't know what it's going to be, but maybe
booty,
it's
booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Booty, 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 rocking everywhere. Rocking everywhere. Rocking everywhere.
We're not going to do that now because you just did it on here.
Oh.
We gave it to him already for free, so.
Give it to him for free.
We'll figure it out. But even if it's just like, you know, we're done and then we're back. Fuck it. We got it. Yeah. But do something. Don't just do cigarettes. Something. Get yourself some whatever you're telling you're out of Coke.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should drink that shit straight. But, you know. But that's just me, maybe.
All right, man. I'll see you in a minute.
All right. We'll be back in a few.
And just like that, we back.
We are back.
Oh, man. All right. It's a good question. This is a really good question, and I've got a really good answer.
Okay.
So, my boy David, Vac.
Okay, yeah.
Wants to know, what are some good TP substitutes?
Well,
give us some.
I've touched on that quite a bit throughout this. I think, you know, we got,
I know,
water, you know, bidets, bike seats, wet wipes, a towel. Apparently we're going with, we got, you know, old socks. If you're really desperate, you got,
I got a lot of socks.
Yeah, I know. And see, you said that there's 25 missing, right? So the best part about that to me was that it was an odd number.
Yeah.
Because you always have one, like, you know what I mean? It could be 12 pairs of socks, but then, like, you know, but then you got one missing. But I'm going to go out on a limb and say that out of that, those 25 socks that you got missing, there's only like three pair that are actually missing. You got 19 solos just fucking floating around in a drawer because that's the way that shit works.
Right. Yeah. Oh, man. I got to find these fucking socks.
Every day you're like, yep, I'm wearing the hot dog ones. And we don't know that the other side is like a Joker sock because you just like fucking mix and match.
You know what? I'm just going to start mixing and matching. Fuck that.
Yeah. And then And then at the end of the, you know, at the end of all this, if you run out of toilet paper, those are the socks you start with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh. So my idea for TP substitutes. Dude, so a couple things.
My main one's water. That's what I'm just saying. My main one's water, man. For real.
Yeah, but if you still wanted that paper touch, I guess.
That paper touch. Yeah. That you motherfuckers craving.
I got that paper touch, fam.
You know.
The fuck is wrong with me?
You know, I just can't get through my day without that paper touch.
I'm just telling y'all that when I went to the grocery store last time, I made a video in the birthday card aisle. I made a video in the birthday card aisle.
I saw that. Yeah, yeah.
They are not moving. Nobody's buying birthday cards right now.
No, and the fucked up thing.
None. That's that paper touch.
And the fucked up thing is. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. The fucked up thing is.
I'm ahead of the game.
Well, my birthday is Monday, and there's all these goddamn cards still there.
Yeah.
And I'm wondering why America don't give a shit.
Hmm.
We haven't been around. We haven't been around in 8 months. I didn't realize that. So that's probably, you know, a contributing factor. But
I got to tell you something funny. All right. I'm going to make an admission right here on the podcast.
Hold on. Yeah. All right. No, do that first. Yeah. Yeah.
When I went through the birthday card aisle, I picked up a fucking birthday card, a belated birthday card, deliberately a belated birthday card. And that card is for you, motherfucker. I'm waiting for the Rona to go away, and then I'm sending you the fucking card. All right, I just ruined the surprise because I'm terrible at fucking surprises and shit.
Oh, it's all right.
My entire life is a surprise. I don't even know what the fuck I'm doing tomorrow. I don't know.
You know what I don't know? What I don't know? Where you were going with that paper touch shit. Let's go back to that.
I'm just saying, if we ran out of toilet paper and you needed the paper touch, guess what? Birthday cards are made of paper.
Okay, yeah.
Out of paper.
Yeah, but that's like wiping your ass with a big note card.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Just start wiping with note. Index cards. Let's go. There's paper everywhere. Let's go.
Yeah, but you're talking about like, you don't want that like stock paper shit.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's
what you're on right now. Gypsy's over there on video, paper. Just ripping off.
I know.
Of toilet paper, like fucking.
I know. She balling.
Fuck it.
She
we gotta fucking make it rain with the TP. All y'all desperate bitches out here, I'm fucking just lounging in it. I'm gonna wrap myself up like a mummy later. Like I give a fuck. That's where we're at.
Right. All right. Those were my answer for TP substitutes.
Yeah, my main thing, like I said, I'm saying water because here's the thing. I talked to a guy that lives down in Georgia, right? He works for like the water I don't want to say the water treatment plant. That's not it. But
I'm sorry.
What?
That just hurt. That was so Continue. I'm fine.
You all right?
No, I am not.
You get too much of that paper touch? Yeah. What's going on here?
That paper touch got me.
Paper touch fucked you up. So he's saying down there that they have been instructed. It's like the I know it's different everywhere, but like up here, it's like the Board of Water and Light, right? So we got like the people that control your water and shit. Mm-hmm. He said that they're going into kind of like a state of emergency. So if you have an open account with them, it doesn't matter if it's been like 5 years, whatever, as long as it, that you haven't paid your bill, as long as you still have an active account with them, they're turning your shit back on because of a state of emergency. So water is going to be there, right? So like I'm saying, get one of them detachable shower heads, step in the shower and blast your booty hole out. I'm just saying, get it done. If you're out of paper, get it done.
Video call. This is how it works.
Yeah, right there.
Just like that. Just like that.
Stand up.
That's how you do it.
Aim that shower head at, you know, a good, well, depending on what, but like 2 o'clock, right? And then blast off to the moon, man.
Just like that. I'm already halfway there. Fucking I'm ride halfway Poseidon, to the moon right now.
Just ride naturally. Poseidon to the moon.
Oh, shit.
If we weren't calling this our coronavirus edition, I think the title of this would now have to be Ride Poseidon to the Moon.
Yeah.
That would be the title. Or something with the bike seats, because that was...
Something with bike seats. Bike seats
pretty lengthy. Pretty good. Yeah. Do you need a spread first, though? You might need a spread. Someone asked that in the chat. You might need to spread. It depends on how much ass meat you got.
Yeah. I mean...
We're all different.
Yeah. If we're talking about the girl goes Starbucks every day, she
maybe
is she probably needs just a squirt. Just a squirt. Just like that. If we talking about that girl eating cornbread and fried chicken, man.
You might just go out back to the garden hose instead.
Right. Just take it back.
Put your thumb right in there.
I love you, baby, but we gotta do this in the backyard.
We gotta wash that country fried right out of there.
Oh man. Oh. Fuck.
You had to know. I knew when we decided that we were gonna do this that a lot of these questions were gonna end up very shit centric.
Yeah. This is a shitty show.
Yeah, I mean, we're helping, though.
Dead jokes. Talking about
we're helping people. This is what it's about.
Yeah. What's next? We're just trying to help. Drea, can they not hear me, deaf-ass motherfuckers? We have you turned down. We can't listen to you while we're recording because we're going to echo and do all that shit.
So, and otherwise, people would just be yelling dumb shit in our podcast, you know?
Right.
And the physical comedy wouldn't be as funny.
You're not interrupting. Not yet.
We can't hear you.
Next question. Oh, this is... All right. This is not really a question. It's a game. So we have to decide if we're going to play it.
I know what it is already.
Yeah. All right. You want to play it?
Well... I can't see who was in there. I can't because it said with the comments section, right?
Yeah.
So I can't see everybody that was in there. Fuck Mary coronavirus.
Yeah.
All the people in the comments section.
I didn't see those. I didn't even see those.
Is that the different one? Is this a different game?
No, it is the same game.
Okay.
But I didn't see the sub comments, and I'm not going back and looking. So... we'll get some live interaction from people here in the audience. List the first name. Put it in chat because we can't hear you. Put it in the chat. Give us a name, and we will either fuck Mary or
quarantine. COVID.
Yeah,
no, not quarantine.
COVID-19. Okay.
COVID-19 sounds like a kid on like a Max Bets or what's the. The high school prospects website for football. Like COVID-19. That's like a running back.
Yeah.
Y'all hear about COVID-19? Yeah, right. He's gonna sign with Georgia.
Yeah, he's signed with Georgia.
He declared to Georgia.
Right.
Jess, David, Gypsy, Heather. They're throwing all these names out.
All these names out. Which one are we gonna pick? I'll let you pick the first one. I'll pick the second one.
Well, let's just go in order. Fuck. Well, there's four people, though, and we got to...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Just picking one for...
Pick one name out of any of those names.
All right. Hold on. I got to try to. I'm looking at everybody, though, because I got to do this the right way.
Dre, are we just on this thing doing dumb shit is what we're doing.
Well, I will say, okay, fuck Mary coronavirus, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, I can't give Gypsy coronavirus because she already has some health.
Yeah.
Shit.
Here, let's.
So I can't.
What?
I can't do that.
Let's downshift a second. Just.
I'm trying to go in like order of elimination.
Oh, I know. I'm gonna change the rules of this one just a little bit.
Okay.
Let's name a celebrity for it. Let's. Not,
okay. Yeah. Throw some celebrities in there because we
throw a celebrity.
Let's
yeah.
not. Let's not get people any, that everybody's in here.
Yeah, we ain't trying to infect anybody with coronavirus. Unless it's Tom Hanks. Oh. Too soon or too late?
Betty White, marry. I ain't even playing around. I'll marry that bitch right tomorrow.
I will marry that motherfucker right now. I will marry her remotely. That's how much I fucking care about Betty White. I would
look,
do it over video chat.
Barry White, from what I've heard, Barry White needed some toilet paper. That motherfucker had some scat fetishes. Ugh. Anyhow, Betty White, though, like if something happened to my wife, I'd marry Betty White. I go marry Betty White.
Yeah.
But we're both going to laugh for the rest of her life.
Yeah.
And then I'm gonna be rich, so
right. And then be rich. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I love Betty White.
All right.
Mean that's the name of the Beamer, baby.
Mary right there. Mary, I'm Betty White. Universal. We agree there?
Yeah.
Who's
Universal.
Next? Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
Well I ain't fucking him. Sorry, Sam.
Oh, you coronavirus it, man.
Listen.
Oh.
I think he's strong enough to beat it.
Oh. He is the motherfucker.
He is.
He's the motherfucker.
Think of all the shit he's beat. He beat snakes on a plane.
He did.
He beat Loki.
He beat Loki. Yeah.
He beat...
He did not beat Anakin. That was some bullshit. That was some bullshit.
I don't know.
Mace Windu should have won that shit. He should have won it.
Who the fuck gives a shit about Mace Windu, if I'm being honest?
I'm offended now.
He was in one.
Mace Windu's my fucking dude, man.
Samuel L. Jackson is your dude. Now you fucking... All right. What are you doing? You fucking him?
I'm fucking him.
All right.
Let's go. I'm trying to save you. Look, motherfucker, stop fucking me. Oh man.
Just have sex with me and you won't get this. I promise. Right. It's the only alternative.
Right.
It's not the only alternative, but the other one's more long term, and I'm not trying to remember this.
Right.
Let's just get through it and get out.
If you tell one motherfucker,
one motherfucker, this shit went down.
Oh man!
Good lord! All right, who's next? Steve-O. I'm giving Steve-O Corona.
Corona.
Here's the thing: he's gonna beat that. He's beating everything else. He's gonna beat that.
Oh, you don't have Corona? No. I remember how this game is played. I fucked up the first time because I was like, oh, yeah, I fuck this person.
Well, now we have 70 people on here.
But look, you get the choice, right? You waste.
Well, then we
got
to narrow. Well, no, we got to narrow it down to three first then.
No.
We got to pick three first because there's more. Look, the next one says Kardashian and then in parentheses, any of them. They can all get coronas. All of them. And I don't care if they beat it.
Sorry,
Sorry,
not sorry.
Sorry, not sorry.
He's not sorry. I'm sorry. I'm going to say sorry. I like them booties.
There's other ones out there.
I mean, you know, Kim, she's injectable.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
But... we got Rosie.
I'm way behind on the chat because I'm trying to keep up with these people.
Here's the deal.
Hammer's fucking Mace Windu. Here's the deal. You got that.
Wait, yeah, we did get that. So you wasted your coronavirus on...
No, listen.
On Samuel Jackson. Hold on. I'm giving you an option here.
I married Betty White. But listen. Yeah. And I would not change that, period.
I would but the never thing change is, that.
If you only have three options in order to, like, fuck, marry coronavirus, then you need to only have three options to be able to give it to. That's what I'm saying. And we got, like, seven people up in... Well, like, fucking 14 people if you count all the Kardashians. So,
yeah. I see what you're saying.
Yeah.
I see what you're saying.
So let's narrow it down to three first, and then I'll give you one individual. Yeah.
Who's talking
in the chat?
I don't know. Somebody loud as fuck. I didn't hear.
I heard him. Yeah. Probably Drea. I'm going to mute her. I can't mute her. All right. I forgot how this works, but it's all right.
Rosie O'Donnell. Okay. So we got Rosie. We got...
Betty.
No, we're going to take Betty out for this.
Oh, you're killing me.
Yeah, I know.
You're ruining my future. And what's left of hers.
We messed this whole fucking game up.
I know.
We messed this whole fucking game up. So we got Rosie O'Donnell... Steve-O.
Shit.
And Samuel Jackson. Let's do that.
Fuck off.
There were only four listed.
No, there wasn't. There was Samuel L. Jackson, Steve-O.
Right.
Rosie O'Donnell, and all the Kardashians.
Oh, I forget. Who gives a shit about the fucking Kardashians?
They're dead. Fuck them.
Not
literally fuck them.
Well, yeah.
Corona, fuck them.
All right, yeah. All right. They're gone. But they're not in the mix of this. They're not in the mix of this.
Okay, so what? Rosie, Samuel L. Jackson, and Steve-O.
Yeah.
Fuck, bro. Well, I guess I'm fucking Samuel L. Jackson, too, because I can't think of any... Look, because it ain't going down with Rosie, and I'm going to get something from Steve-O, so... Rosie can get Corona. I'll marry Steve-O, though. He seems cool.
He seems cool.
It'd be a celibate marriage, right?
Yeah.
It's my game. I'm setting the rules.
Yeah. Oh, all right. So I got.
Don't act like you're not going to do the same thing.
No, man.
You're going to kill Steve-O with the corona.
Yeah.
And you're going to fuck.
He's getting moaned.
So you fucking Rosie, or you still fucking old purple lightsaber?
I'm still fucking Mace Windu.
And you're going to marry Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah.
That's a life I don't want.
I don't want it, but I'd have to live it.
I don't know. I mean, I guess there's divorce, but.
There is divorce. I mean, look at Jeff and Mackenzie Bezos. There is always divorce. All right. So, next question.
Yeah. Go to the next question, because Jesus Christ.
Should I reevaluate my life, considering this social distancing really hasn't changed my life much? So I'm guessing that's Smalls. Smalls.
You know what? Let me tell you something.
Okay.
This is my life. It's so not great. We this is what I do with a little bit of free time I have. So consider that, first of all.
But we have fun.
We have a lot of fun talking about people's alternative ass wipings and who we're going to fucking kill
Hallmark
with the coronavirus.
Is fixing to come back,
and
baby. Hallmark
Lean
is
Cuisine
back.
Changing their name to Eat Some Shit. Anyway. I like literally between work and sleep, I have like 4 conscious hours a day. About an hour of that is spent driving to and from work. Look, we're all adults, you know? So I think a lot of this is not, you don't need to reevaluate your life. I don't like people either, you know? So I think this is just a fine way to live. Quarantine yourself. Fuck it.
Post-apocalypse. Continue quarantine.
Post-apocalypse? Well, you got to go get some shit then.
Oh, okay. Get that shit.
But I mean.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
But you got to find, like, you got to find what animals survived if that happened. Because you got to find some shit to eat, you know?
Everything, animal, I don't think they get the, Rona. Except for like,
oh, you're talking
bats and shit.
You're talking Rona apocalypse? The Ronocalypse?
The Ronocalypse. Yeah, the Ronocalypse. Y'all heard it here first. We trademarking that motherfucker.
And bats.
Don't beat us to it.
It's bats and them weird ass things that look, they look kind of like armadillos, but they're like spiky. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I can't think of what they're called, but they're eating them shits over there too, and they carry it.
Mm.
But no, not a porcupine. Did you just compare a porcupine to an armadillo? Come on, bro.
The fuck are we even talking about anymore, man?
You said porcupine. I don't know. I'm playing with either of them shits. Oh, okay.
Fuck both them motherfuckers.
No, they're over in they're popular over in China. So
China.
Yeah, they're eating their heads and shit. I assume. I don't know. They're fucking weird. But no, not urchins. Are there urchins in the fucking armadillos? Now you're even farther off. I'm just guessing. Yeah, you just saying animals. Giraffes?
It's a fucking roly-poly, fam.
I said it's like a
roly-poly.
It's like an armadillo. It's an octopus?
It's a goddamn squid.
You're not gonna get the name. You're not gonna get the name just guessing. Because if you know it, you know it. If you don't, you don't. It's a weird. It's a weird thing. I saw it on some shit, and then I can't remember the name of it. But either way,
I forgot to get my damn Coke.
Talking about.
I don't even know, but I forgot to get the Coke when I left.
Told you.
Yeah, I forgot all about that shit. So now I'm drinking it straight.
Yeah.
All right.
What was the life? Reevaluate the life. Nah, fuck it. Fuck other people.
We came full circle.
Yeah, I know. I keep forgetting. I'm about to. What's this person want? Alternative toilet paper? Yeah. No.
Yeah. I don't know. Shit.
What's this guy's
That's
name?
What we're gonna
Randall.
Talk about. Dirty Randall.
Dirty Randall.
That motherfucking snooch boocher.
Yeah.
Oh, man. If you ever run into a dirty guy named Randall, you just bite that motherfucker in the hip. All right? If you hear the name Dirty Randall, 101. You just 101. 101.
Learning some shit today.
Whether you're on the street or in the cell, baby, If you see a dude named Dirty Randall, you bite that motherfucker right in the hip. Bite him in the hip.
Right? Is there?
Is it safe to do the coronavirus challenge? Licking toilet seats is what we're referring to.
Listen,
licking high risk. What the fuck is a high risk?
I don't know.
Toilet seat is high risk.
Yeah, look.
A toilet seat by itself. Look, I ain't licking my own goddamn toilet seat.
Look. Yeah. We talked about that 2.2 million earlier, right? These are the people that need to die.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm sorry. Look, natural selection is a thing. Okay?
Yeah.
You start licking fucking toilet seats, I'm going to fucking slam your head in it.
Bye.
And just hope, you know, that.
Yeah. Bye.
I'm sorry. Quit licking shit that you don't, like, need to lick.
Right.
Like, if it's not food or a consenting human being, why are you licking it?
I don't even know about the consenting human being anymore, man. Fuck.
It depends.
Like,
a trusted consenting human being.
Like, hey, let's run to the hospital real quick. Let's take this Rona test.
Shove this shit up your nose real quick and they'll tell me in 15 minutes.
Right. I don't care about the AIDS. So I ain't worried about that, man. I'm trying to duck the Rona right now. That's my goal.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, no, these fucking coronavirus challenge, dude, knock it off.
Yeah,
like,
bye.
Yeah, just fucking die.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but just die.
Yeah, I'm with that. Don't be stupid. Yeah, I'm with it. Oh,
what's next?
We down to the last question.
Really?
Yeah, the last question before checking the chat.
We
haven't really been checking the chat, and we're sorry.
I mean, I've been watching it, but they're playing their own games now.
We're not sorry. I don't even know what the fuck y'all are. I'm sorry. I love y'all. How much alcohol should I be stockpiling? Marisa.
How much alcohol should you be stockpiling?
Yeah.
How much can you tolerate? That's an important X factor there. But none. Who gives a shit? Why are people fucking stockpiling anything?
Yeah.
Like, come on. I understand. Get yourself enough shit to get through the 2 weeks or whatever that you're supposed to get through.
Right.
And then knock it the fuck off.
Here it says in
Pennsylvania, liquor stores are closed indefinitely. Well, ain't that about a bitch.
Yeah, you. And see, that's okay. So that's part of the issue that is causing the panic is
everything's shutting down.
Well, yeah. And we're seeing it happen right before our very eyes. And that's what's creating most of this fucking panic. Yes, it's a pandemic, all right? But we just keep feeding the machine. And that's what we've been doing for fucking so long. Everybody's been feeding the machine.
Yeah. And it's, again, it's like when, you know, something negative kind of happens, like to us.
I believe you. I'm sorry. I was reading what she said.
Yeah. For the audio's sake, you want to read it back?
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Real shit. The virus is worse than everyone thinks.
Yeah. But a lot of the shit is, you know, mass hysteria, typical bullshit. Like when we get, fucking. Like, if there's a celebrity that does something and there's, like, this small little group on, like, Twitter that just starts, like, getting out, picking at the negative shit, you know what I mean? they're the loudest ones. They're who you hear, right? It's the same type of thing. Like, the people that are freaking out about it are louder than everyone else. That's really what a lot of this is.
Right. I see exactly what you're saying. There's a silent group of people like me, for instance. Like, I'm just grabbing what I can and, like, looking at it is like, all right, I got to be stuck in my house for 2 weeks. Let me get 2 weeks of toilet paper and 2 weeks worth of food. And I'm like, I went in the grocery store today and right now I feel comfortable that I have 30 days worth of food and like a month and a half worth of toilet paper and everything else. The only thing I'm worried about is fucking paper towels. Let me just wash my hands, use a fucking towel, and then wash the towel.
Yeah.
But there's people that are just
back reading some shit.
Yeah.
So, shit, I forgot what I was saying now.
We've been on this thing for, I think we've done probably 2 hours close to by now.
We've taken a couple breaks, but it's got to be close.
Yeah, we took some breaks. I think we're at 2 hours now. Yeah.
So, yeah. If there's anything else that people want to know, now would be the time.
Right.
Throw it in there.
We have answers. They are not the right answers, but they're answers.
Yeah,
right?
That is true. And, I think a lot of just something to remember is like, I don't necessarily think that our normal lives need to change. You just need to be aware of what you're doing and, you know, find like, just take necessary, be clean. Like, why? I don't understand why it takes some shit like this for people to like, be like, oh, we should wash our hands. Motherfucker, stop walking out of the public restroom without washing your hands in the first place. That's gross, you know?
Sure. I think that there were some people that were hygienic. And now, I don't know. I think so many things right now are getting played to an extreme. And I'm not saying that the real fear of the virus, all right, of the Rona, the real fear of the Rona is the contagion factor.
Yeah.
It's not about you necessarily, because I think most of the people, if not all the people that I'm seeing here in the video chat, don't have respiratory problems that I know of, diabetes that I know of, or any of the higher risk things that trigger, aside from, actually, I take that back. Jip, you stay home, girl. But
Vag just said he's asthmatic and a smoker. Well, see, okay. You're already hurting yourself.
Yeah.
You got to stop doing cigarettes.
You got to stop doing them cigarettes. And I'm there now. I'm getting close to there, pretty fucking close. Because as I was reading all the high risk
I'm already things, a whole ass.
As I was reading the high risk things, I'm like, COPD? Yep. That's caused by smoking. This, that's caused by smoking. And I'm thinking to myself, like, yeah, I probably need to not smoke.
I'm allergic to them, cigarettes. Yeah. I told someone that, and they go, that sucks. In what way?
Right.
Like, I avoid the hell shit, save money.
Right.
I'm good. That's cool.
Yeah.
We had another question pop in here, though.
Okay.
Said, how do you feel about them using blood of people who got better to treat those who are getting sick and possibly coming up with a vaccine from it? Like, if it works, whatever. But like, why are you using people's blood that have already been infected? I understand they get better, but like, you know, is it one of the, is it like chicken pox? Like you can't get it after you get it once. I mean, people get chicken pox more than once, but that's like the whole thing, you know?
Yeah.
Apparently the antibodies in the blood. Oh, okay. Well, shit. I mean, if it works, I guess. Why aren't they just doing that then? If that's the thing.
What was that question? Because as soon as I heard the question,
So how do you feel about them using the blood of people who got better, which supposedly it has the antibodies in it for the virus?
Sure.
How do you feel about them using that to treat those who are getting sick and then possibly coming up with a vaccine from that?
It's above my pay grade. That is way above my fucking pay grade to answer that question. There are smart people out there that are working on this thing. If that's what they believe needs to happen, then fucking do it. All right? But I'm not smart enough to make that call. I mean...
I might be smart enough to make a call, but I don't want to do it.
David, hold on. David actually made a good point. Yeah, you're trying to be president. Here. He said, you're trying to be president. It's exactly a pay grade. The president doesn't have all the answers. No president has ever had all the answers.
That's why the one we have now said that people are dying who have never died before.
Okay, he did do that.
He did say that.
He did say that.
You know, he's been teed up probably like three times with it, just with this shit. Like to say some shit where you could be like, fucking home run, motherfucker. I look like a boss, and he hasn't done it. Like, instead, he's talking about how people are dying who have never died before. Well, that's good. You know, that I don't know. I can't even respond to that shit. But, yeah, the point I think you were getting at, though, is, you know, you're supposed to hire people around you to do that. You got the chief of medicine or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know. But we got some very unofficial job titles in our cabinet here with the Hammer Foundation. But, yeah. Yeah, that's what telling someone they're a bad reporter for asking something to ease the citizens' minds.
Yeah.
Yep.
I get it. I get what you're saying, and I get what everybody's saying. There was a time, I mean, in every presidency with something that has shocked and dumbfounded people, dumb shit has been said. And dumb shit's been said before. I'm not defending Trump in any way. I'm just saying that dumb shit has been said.
Well, we had George Bush, right? Who, I mean, that guy, he graduated from Harvard. That's not an idiot, you know what I mean? But he's just a bad public speaker. And he said a lot of dumb shit.
Terrible. Yeah. Exactly.
Terrible public speaker. That's why, like, going from him to Obama, it felt like you were dealing with a smarter person, even though maybe necessarily not. Obama's more comfortable talking in person.
Oh, when I saw him win Illinois, I said, dude, he's a one-term senator and he's going to run for president. The second I saw him elected, I said, he's going to run for president.
Obama? Or...
Yeah. When I saw him win Illinois, and everybody's like, hey, this guy's, he looks legit. I heard him speak a couple times, and I'm like, yep.
Yeah.
He's probably going to be a president.
Yeah. They want like this cool black dude. Because right now we got this white guy that is just not, he's making up words.
Yeah.
What's the one, there's a quote at the beginning of Step Brothers that they put on the screen. It's an actual quote from George Bush. It's something like, families is where, which is already wrong. Families is where children find hope and where wings take dream. Or something, but I know that wings take dream.
Oh, the wings! Yes, that's correct. Wings take dream. That is 100% correct. Yeah, and the sad part is, behind all of this dumb shit that gets repeated, they're reading teleprompters. Somebody's loading this shit in the screen. Somebody wrote this shit for them.
Yeah.
Right. Put smart people in fucking positions.
Yep.
That's why you're my fucking violence ambassador, bro.
Yeah.
That's why you're my violence ambassador.
Well,
if we go into war, this motherfucker is going to make it happen.
We're just going to, I mean, it's not going to be great for them. No punches pulled. They're going to be out there. If they survive, they're going to be wiping their asses with bike seats.
Bike seats.
No pandemic.
And Hallmark cards. And Hallmark cards.
Hallmark card. Hallmark cards. Fuck, say that five times fast. I can't say it once right now. Hallmark cards. Suck my dick. Anyway.
You know what? I just figured out how to end the show.
Okay.
We're done, folks.
Yeah, we're rambling now about George Bush. How did that happen?
I don't know.
We got there.
I don't know. We got there. All right, we're gonna play Fuck, Marry, Kill, kind of. All right, we're gonna play Wipe 1, Wipe 2, Wipe 3. All right, rank them. Toilet paper, obviously.
Yeah. Okay.
Number one, that we'll agree on that one. So, maybe. Toilet paper, Hallmark card, or
bike seats.
Yeah, bike seats. Yeah.
I'm going bike seats second.
Oh, all right.
Hallmark card right. Third.
Yeah. Why do you go for Hallmark card third? Why do you go?
Because there's rigid edges on the fucker.
All right. I'm still going with Hallmark card second, man.
You're going to get a paper cut on your ass, and I ain't going to feel sorry for you. And you know what? Depending on the card, you might get glitter in it, too. And then then you just got a glitter-infected ass scratch, and, you know, what are we doing here?
What are we doing
this here? This is the life we're living out here?
Glitter cheeks.
Glittery paper cuts.
Glitter cheeks.
Glittery paper cuts on our ass. But this is what COVID-19 has fucking reduced us to. Paper cutting our assholes in fucking. Come on now. Can't do it.
All right.
Can't do it.
Can't do it.
Granted, either one, you're not getting much more than one wipe out of. So if you need more, guess you're going to have to borrow one of the Hammer's 25 extra socks he's got fucking sitting around.
Yeah. I don't even, you know what? I'm fixing to lock those motherfuckers in the safe. Just in case. All right, brother.
Yeah. Well, hopefully. I'm not. And this has been Mjolnir. Hopefully you guys are have some of your concerns have been put to rest. Some of your questions have been answered. And if not, then we probably answer them to the most of your expectations.
Yeah. I don't even know what the fuck I answered. I'm not even going to remember what I answered tomorrow. I don't even remember what the fucking questions were.
Listen, guys, if there's three things to take away from this.
Yeah.
Bidets.
Bidets.
Bike seats. and Halloween masks.
Yeah.
Halloween stores should be cleaning up right now. That's my last word.
I'm down for that. Thanks, folks.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for submitting your questions. Real quick, I know there's some people that are going to be curious about if we're going to get back into the swing of things with this. That is a plan, but we're still talking about it. So might be a little bit before we do, but we will keep you updated on that as well. Season two,
yeah,
I think. Yeah.
Season two.
All right, people, stay safe. Wipe your asses with whatever you got. And
right.
We'll see you next time.